Tanya, to complete the issue of the Shemitah. Of the Shemitah boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So today we're going to go on a little into the city of Eber Hayadeh, the boundaries in Jordan. The Rambam, in Ilch Shemitah Yovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Kof Ches, says, Eber Hayadeh Shemitah Neheges Banu Divrei. Eber Hayadeh Shemitah is Drabonon, and the Svichim in Eber Hayadeh Namutar, Loi Arotus Eilu Chamurim Eretz Yisrael Shechziku Bo, Ole Mitzray. The Rambam says that Eber Hayadeh the Svichim and Eber Yadin, which is Jordan, Shemitah is not like Midrabanan, and the Svichim Amutah, because it cannot be any worse. It cannot be any worse than a land that only Mitzrayim or Machzik and not only Babel, and in such a case, there's no problem with Svichim. Says the Rebbe. Amar Avraham, Eber Yadin, Ma'at Shach Leviyah B'Kal V'Chomer, Harei Loch Zikru Ole Bobel, V'chen Suyo. The Rebbe says, I don't see why the Rambam has got to bring us a special halacha, that in Eber Yadin there's no Svichim. It's simple, we saw the halacha, that a place that Ole Bobel, the second Mesa Mingash weren't Machzik, so there's no Svichim. So if they weren't Machzik in Eber Yadin also, so then there's no Svichim. So why does the Rambam have to say, that's exactly the case in Eber Yadin. So the Rambam seems to be saying, that Eber Yadin, the Jews, did not live there. This man by Sheni, there was no kibush, and since there was no kibush, it's not kofshu Ole Bobel. The guest of Mishnah already answers up the right with Yeshlama, then on the other, Kofshu Ole Bobel, Ksasa Rosas, Meir Yadin, Masuri, Shubha by Sheni, Melachim Takifim. We don't know, maybe Ole Bobel did capture Eber Yadin, because there were powerful kings in Bayesheni. Commercial with Sidim Yan HaMelech, Shekhova Shishimir, we find that Yan HaMelech captured 60 cities, the Kofa Sheba Midbar, and the Kesem Mishnah assumes that all this is taking place in Eber Hayadeh, and the Kesem Mishnah is historically correct. Indeed, a lot of Yanai's conquests were actually in Eber Hayadeh. What's interesting is, we spoke numerous times about the famous mosaic that is in the Rehov, that was found in the Rehov Shul. Rehov is a place near Beit Shan. And the mosaic here has all types of halachas for Shemitah. And the reason why it has halachas for Shemitah is because Beit Shan was absolved from the mitzvahs of Shemitah. That's the Gemara Chulin. We gave a whole shiur on that, explaining what was absolved, yes, and what not, and why today that doesn't apply. And it also has the price of the Tchumin Shechziku Ole Bavel. And in it, it has a list of places. Some of the places we can easily identify, some of the places we cannot so easily identify. But when we get to the eastern boundary, we have places mentioned Knas, Berekum Trachon Zimmer, the Mitchon Lebatzra, Yavko, Cheshbon, the Nachal of the Zor, the Gar Sadusa. So we have over here Nachal Yabok, Nachal Cheshbon, Nachal Zered, and Igar Sadusa, and Nimr. These are places mentioned which are clearly in Eber Hayadeh, in the city of Cheshbon. We know Cheshbon Melech Amori. This boundary that's listed over here clearly covers the territory that's in Eber Hayadeh. So would seem like the Rambam that the Eber Yadin was captured by Ole Bobel. We're going to go a little now to the map, and I'm going to point out a few places and some of the issues that have been raised over here. I can mark on the map. What we see over here is Eretz Yisrael, including Jordan, at least some of Jordan. This is a satellite map. So the first place that's mentioned, Knas is somewhere up here in Syria today, a city called Kanata, commonly known, and Nachal Yabok is this Nachal Yabok over here. It's this stream over here that pours into the Jordan River. Afterwards, we have the city of Cheshbon. Cheshbon is sitting. Cheshbon is sitting, I would say, over here. Cheshbon is sitting over here. And then we have a mention of Nachal Zered. where is Nachal Zeret? So this becomes tricky over here. Most secular scholars identify this wadi over here, Wadi Chasa, as Nachal Zeret. And if so, according to them, the boundary, the eastern boundary of Eretz Yisrael for Olei Bavel is running down perpendicular to these points mentioned. Like this, crossing over Nachal Yabok, area of Cheshbon, crossing over Nachal Zeret, and going all the way down to Petra. There's a major problem with that. And the major problem with that is that over here, this Nachal here, which I'm going to mark in blue, is Nachal Arnon. And Nachal Arnon was the boundary of Moab. And south of Nachal Arnon was the area of Moab. And we know that Moab does not have Kedusha Shvius. And that's the whole sugya of Amon and Moab, Ma'aser Maserani B'Shvius, mentioned in Yevamos, mentioned in Chagiga, mentioned in Yedayim. So we know that this territory over here is Moab and is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius. And thus, to run the boundary like this is actually impossible. Another problem with identifying Wadi Chasa over here as Nachal Zeret is that it says that when Bnei Yisrael came, it says that they went by Midbar Shal Bnei Moab in Zach HaShemesh. They're on the Midbar, this is east of Moab, and then it says that they crossed Nachal Zeret. According to most scholars, secular scholars, Moab is sitting above Wadi Chasa and Edom is sitting over here. So it cannot be that Bnei Yisrael came east of Moab before they crossed Nachal Zeret, if this is Nachal Zeret. And for that, there's one of two solutions. One solution, which I've seen, is said by Avdon Schwartz, where he wants to say that Moab controlled the territory over here also. And that's how he solves the problem. The other solution, which I believe is more correct, is that Nachal Zeret should be identified somewhere over here. One of the upper streams feeding, one of the upper tributaries feeding into the Arnon. And with this, we would come out with a different line for this boundary. The boundary comes to the Nachal Yabok. This area over here is Amon, which also has no Kedusha Shemis, and this territory is Amon. So the boundary goes to Nachal Yabok, circumvents around Amon, continues dropping over here through Cheshbon, getting to Nachal Zeret over here, and from here, the boundary runs in and runs down along the Dead Sea. And this way, all the Moab territory and Edom territory is not included in the territory of Olei Bavel and does not have Kedusha Shvius. I was recently in the Badat's office and I saw their map for Shvius, what they bring and what they don't. So this territory was all marked in red, Eretz Yisrael. The Jordanian territory, Eretz, was in red stripes. And this territory over here, they marked in yellow stripes, which means they really, evidently to say that it has a different status compared to the upper part. So this is definitely Eretz Yisrael, as the Rambam says, has a status, has no Sfichim, but it could have Kedusha Shvius. So Eliyashiv Shlita holds that even though you have to be Machmer, and Kairos Machim, that they have Kedusha Shvius, but what grows in Eber Yarden, everyone's mode that yesh koach ve'anochi lafkir midei ma'isa. So therefore, he says, it's not, even if you buy your bull nochi from Jordan, you don't have a problem of Kedusha Shvius. One more issue. No, we'll leave the Arabats on it for next time because it's a little late. So anyway, the territory, we're not passing halacha ma'isa. Let's clarify that again and again. But the way the boundary mentioned in Christ of the Tchumen, it mentions Nachal Yabok, it's not crossing in perpendicular, it goes in by Nachal Yabok, comes out by Cheshbon, continues south, over here is Nachal Zeret, here cuts in, and leaves out all of Moab, and the boundary will run somewhere over here in the south. But as I said, the southern boundary, we're going to have to leave for some other time to speak and elaborate on that, so we'll leave that for now. Oh, yeah.